clean and yet you're cruising. And with him, 144,000, with his name written on their foreheads. And they were all called by his name.
Greetings and love one and all. Welcome to the Sufferer's Choice. It's the Roots Man's voice with myself, Strider, once again on this Monday evening. Rally round, rally round, Ja people. From near and far, far and wide, we link up on a Monday evening, 7 until 9 UK time. Passion Radio Bristol.co.uk or .com. kicking off with a Rockers 12-inch disc entitled Jah Foundation Original Biscuit. We continue with the same said stable. On a Monday evening. Live and direct. Rockers All Stars. Personal favourite camp of both myself, Strider, and Digistep, full dub chasm duo. Always love the vibes from Pablo, and we give enough thanks for his works. Many years ago, up in London, myself and Digistep. Managed to catch up with Augustus Pablo himself. So forget about the troubles and strife. And it was truly inspirational to meet this figure from the roots scene, this great elder. And particularly to hear some of the word sound he had to offer. And even though it's been transmitted on this show before, for some of you who've missed it, we're going to be hearing from Augustus Pablo himself from that same said interview all those years ago. Give thanks for the vibes.
Yes, greetings people. Right now it's a pleasure to have Augustus Pablo beside me. I'm going to run through a few questions with Augustus Pablo. Firstly, would you like to just say greetings to the people here in England, Pablo?
Yeah, give thanks most to us for having us. You know. Pray for the people, you know, once more. Give thanks for the love and the vibes that they share with us over the years, you know?
Yeah. All right. Firstly, Pablo, could you just tell the people the story behind when you were taken into the studio to cut your first tune, you along with the your melodica? Could you just tell the people the story behind how that actually came about?
Well, you know, I borrowed one of my sister in melodica, you know. She had a melodica, so I borrowed it from her, and I went down to Aquarius Records, and Herman Schindler saw me with the melodica that I could play, you know, and I said yes, and he invited me to the studio, that's Randy's. So from that I went to Randy's, and I did Iggy, and East River Nile.
Right.
Yeah, the first two songs. Original East River Nile. You know? And from that onwards, you know, I went down from there to Randy's, you know, and did happen. I used to play as a studio musician, you know, for most of the sessions.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I arranged most of the music them in that time, in that era. And from that, I did a song for, you know, Clive Shin Java and a few others, you know. But Java was a hit, you know.
That was the one that the people...
Yeah, that was a hit where we didn't recognize it.
Right, yeah. And what was it that first drew you towards actually selecting the melodica? Why was it the melodica that you've now come to be known for, the man with the melodica, but why did that actually first come about?
Well, just an instrument I used to just practice with, you know. You know, as I said, my sister lent me it, and I didn't have one for myself at that time, but she lent me it, and because she was not using it. She used to play it in school, but she was finished with it, so you know, I took it over. But it's just a hard vibration instrument, you know. And it has beautiful sounds and melodies in it, you know.
Yeah.
But it comes out of me still, you know.
Serious,
you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the instrument that had the vibe for you, really.
Hmm?
It is the instrument that had that vibe for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And after recording with a number of producers, you set up your own label, Rockers, which I believe was named after the sound that you and your brother Garth used to run. Is that correct?
No, not Garth. Dougie,
yeah. Scene, right.
But he's dead, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was killed on a bike.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was from that sound system that you...
Yeah, because he was the one who found the sound, you know.
Right.
At first I used to have a soul sound before, you know, like play soul music and funky
right,
and
yeah.
Reggae. And after that time I said, you know, That's Lordy Vibes and that's got pure reggae, that's rockers, you know? So that's how we come up with rockers.
Come up with rockers, yeah. Right, yeah. See. And where did you get the inspiration from to stick so solidly with just recording conscious vocalists mainly?
You mean like reality, reality?
Reality, so you say in Jamaica, yeah, reality sort of.
But it just, that's where my heart always, I always felt that vibes, you know. Should Jah inspire me, and that's where he inspired me to do that work, that way, you know. Just like one next person come to do what he has to do, and the next person, so
same, yeah.
That's my work. So it's something I love, you know, I love doing, I love reality music. I don't say I want to listen to like a love song, and I love the records, I listen to it too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I prefer it, you know? The reality music is more strength to me and to the people, you know?
Closer to your heart.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And have you any personal favourite pieces of music that you've worked on over all the years?
No, not really. I don't like favourite, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of different songs, you know? I love. But I love all my songs, you know, because just vibes.
You don't deal with no individual favourite or anything?
No, I don't like compete my things too with other people.
Too. Yeah, serious.
Like, everybody has a different talent, you know?
True, yeah.
And they all come to do our works, you know?
Respect each man for their own talent.
Right.
Yeah, serious.
And true, I'm a musician, I love singers, and I don't really go to DJs too much, but, you know?
Yeah.
If I'm talking something, can't just, I'll go with it, you know?
Serious, right, yeah. And how do you feel that reggae music has helped to carry the message of Rastafari over the years?
It's a hot feel?
Yeah, how do you see it helping over the years?
Yeah, well, Rasta was always the foundation, you know, of original from there being his own, and, you know, and yeah, well, a lot of Rasta musicians rise up now, you know, singers and players and even DJs as Rasta.
Right.
And it's a great drive still to see, you know, the youths coming towards Rastafari name, but, you know, it have to be real, you know, it have to be truthful, you know, or true, you know, true to what they're saying, because some of them are saying words, but, you know,
right,
maybe they're not living it so much.
So words can be cheap, and
right,
by your actions you'll be known.
Yeah, so I give thanks to the vibe of the musical. Rasta and reggae music do a lot for it, you know, like Bob Marley,
right,
like
yeah.
Keith Touch, you know, like, you know, Bonnie Wheeler, and all those great elders, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, respect you also. I just don't like when, how I see the Caribbean music in Jamaica now, the music. A lot of musicians, this one time musicians would be on the corner and reason and united with one another, and now it's like, everybody talking about them BMW or them.
Right.
Yeah, that man set a man, giant set a man, and next set a man, and it's pure division.
Right.
And I don't think it should be that way, because, you know, all the years of struggling, we didn't care to that, you know. When you're doing music, you're doing music to bring the people to Jah, you know. So, I mean, you understand?
Yeah,
you don't want the people going away from Jah, you understand?
Yeah,
so, everybody should be more united, more. No, in this time, in the whole world, okay, you know, it's the world still right now.
Yeah, true.
The nuclear and everything, and a minute now you can hear a bomb drop anywhere.
Serious.
You understand?
Yeah.
Between now and the next 2 years, it'll be very serious, you know, so.
So rather than everyone scatter, you
Yeah, people should be more
together.
Coming together.
Yeah, serious thing.
To go against the Babylon system, because, you know?
To fight the evil force with the...
Yeah, because, I mean, all over the world, they're just treating people everywhere. Whether black, pink, green, blue, black, or whatever color they are.
Yeah.
The people feel it. You know.
Serious, yeah.
Yeah, everywhere. London, England, Paris, everywhere. Germany. Everywhere. So, if those people don't have to come, that's why NI works is to bring them that way, you know, like.
Right, yeah.
You won't find yourself and know John yourself, and it's that, you know, the way it is, you start to let it go and just come brand new, you know.
Yeah.
True. I just keep eyes just to draw, you know.
Serious, yeah.
So it's a special show this evening, people. Digging out of the archives, my interview with Augustus Pablo in the late 90s. Wonderful to be able to share these vibes with you. Pablo. Here we have a 7-inch on the Hawkeye label. The classic. East of the River Nile. Rockers on a Monday. Give thanks for everyone tuning in. From Bristol, UK to the world. Strictly positive vibrations, strictly roots and culture vibrations, solidly. As we forwards on and flip the disc inside Counter Action 2, simply entitled East Africa. Tune sounds kind of bumpy. The original copy. So the commercial break is soon upon us. Half an hour into the show. Sticking inside the Rockers stable. And featuring on this evening's program, an interview conducted by myself in the 1990s with Pablo himself. Funny listening back, I did actually sound a bit younger. Time moves on, but the works of great artists like Augustus Pablo can never die. Rasta lives on and on. So moving outside of this 7-inch 45 and inside a 12-inch disc. Just going to squeeze in the start of this one before the break. Comes on a Sufferer's Height 12-inch. This is a wonderful instrumental track, simply entitled Pablo in Moonlight City. Grammys. Waterhouse. Say to wheel and pull him again and come from the TOP top. The only trouble is the commercial break is going to interrupt us in just a moment, so I'm going to have to rerun this on the other side of the adverts. Give thanks for the vibes, people. People locked in from all over the globe right now. We're going to come to the shout outs, etc. Do remember, check us on Facebook. It's the Sufferer's Choice fan page. Do leave a comment. Let us know your name and exactly where you're listening from, because it's a worldwide link up every Monday, spreading roots and culture music to the world. See you after the break, where more vibes from Augustus Pablo continue. Returning after the ads. You request it, so we rewind it. It's Pablo in Moonlight City. Incredible piece of music. Sufferer's Heights label, played on the Sufferer's Choice radio show. Music from time gone by, still sounding as fresh as the day it was recorded. So if you've just joined us, it's a Pablo special this evening. Rerunning an interview I did with Pablo in the 90s. You're going to hear more from Pablo up after the dub of this. Special mention goes out to the McGann family in Tune. Hold tight to all current DJs and producers who still check for this style as the foundation. Big up to Khan. Locked in live here in Bristol. Hold tight, Marla. Perhaps listening on the rerun. Know you love Pablo. Inspiration.
People are taking up singing reality nowadays, or like you said, DJing reality. How do you feel? Because Rasta's prominent in the music at the moment.
Right.
How do you, in Jamaica, how do you feel that's being received by the youths of nowadays? How do you feel they're picking up on the message?
Yeah, well, the youths have received, you know, warmly, you know, to where I see, can I feel the vibes, you know? A lot of youths are coming out to Rasta, a lot of them.
Right.
And Bobo, and a lot of Bobo are doing these things, and
yeah,
in Jamaica, the same vibes. But sometimes, a lot of the vibes, some of the youths are not doing, I don't want to call them names, but
yeah,
at the Nardin house, you know, some of them come to the Nardin house and cut class and anything, they want to chop up, you know, or they want to create a vibes, like they don't want to take out the turban. In the big house, but in the big house you have to fly a crown, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
That's just a regulation that has been set down from ancient time.
So then that's...
And they're acting like they don't want to deal with that.
I see, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a war virus.
See.
They come with a war spirit.
Right.
Yeah. No. So a lot of these DJs, they're doing things that... They don't need to be doing it that way. I don't know if they're just two days learning. Because some of them just did last week. Some just come the week before. And everybody's acting like they were there, you know, setting pieces. Yeah,
yeah,
but and they have to respect elders. A lot of them fighting, burning elders and burning this and burning that. And
but the elders soon give burn the teaching, themselves. Yeah, yeah.
Eh?
The elders give the teachings too.
Right.
So, yeah,
true. Yeah, but everyone have to move. You know, old room, know the corner. new broom sweep clean.
Yeah.
You understand? So
serious, yeah.
It's like everyone have to work with everyone. I mean, the young have to work with the old and the old have to work with the young and make it be a balance.
Yeah.
Because I have something to teach you and you have something to teach me. So it's like that. You know? That's the way to deal with it.
Each one teach
you. Yeah,
one.
So
yeah.
That's the way it is.
Alright. And with that now, as you're mentioning that a lot of people just saying Rasta but not living Rasta, like we know from reading about the Nazarite vow in Numbers, in the Bible, is a life of separation and a life of strict code of conduct and values. And a lot of people nowadays, nowadays speaking Rasta, but could you just explain to the people how there's a liberty that comes when you take up Rastafari, is a liberty that you have to follow and deal with?
It's a liberty. It's a liberty for everyone, you know, because just live good with the brothers and sisters and certainty. Not a lot of things you have to do, you know. Just live good with the brothers and sisters and try to just do what you can do. If you can help a man along the way, help him, you know. Yeah, put in what you can do each day. Any good you can do each day, that's better. Mm. More than doing the bad, right?
Yes,
yeah, I think so too. So it's just that way, you know. Whether breath star, your body or whatever. It's just a liberty, same way, you know. It's just that maybe Rasta take up the bow down to stand up for the people. You know?
Right.
Because you know there's a some people standing up for the people at all time.
Yeah.
You know? It's just history, to check the creation, you know. You always have to have people standing up for the people, right, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's the Ireland and the place, the other place around for years.
Yeah, true.
And you know, England want Ireland and everybody want, some man want to be free, some man don't want to be, you know. That's just natural too, because I don't like to have no one over me, like a, you know, like a master too much. I don't, can't go with that.
Yeah.
I might revolt, I might take up a machine gun.
Yeah.
You understand? So, we don't signify the role of creation. That's the way it is. History show it and tell you everything. But, you know, we have to try and overcome all them vibes there. Evil forces are setting certain vibes upon the creation right now. They're poisoning out the people here, they're doing that there, they're killing out the people there, they're doing that there, you know. All over the atmosphere, so I don't know.
Serious, yeah.
Yeah. So, but there's music after you, so you unite the people, you know.
So music's the tool then to spread the message, really.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Because what you do without music? You know?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, just imagine the world without music again. Everybody would have gone crazy already. You know?
True, yeah.
Killing out of one of the worst than what they're doing already.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it, but I mean, it would be worse.
I don't know what I'd do, so yeah. From my first.
Yeah, music is my life, man. Soul and body, everything.
Serious, yeah.
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 When I'm making money on that, when I'm listening to music, everything's safe. I just jam chalice and everything nice. Yeah.
So, could you just give because you've been through Rasta and you've been dealing with the Rasta liberty for a number of years now.
Yeah.
For some of the youngsters, younger generation listening in that are drawn towards His Majesty, could you give them some basic words of encouragement or certain vibes you feel to put across to them?
Yeah, well, you know, for all the youth, let us give thanks that they give eyes to His Majesty, His Majesty, so, and hold the vibes, and just try not to make Babylon lead them astray with different temptations and certain things, you know? Yeah.
Mm.
And try to hold the vibes right, and, you know, stick by the music, natural music, and, you know, listen, you know, and read a lot about, you know, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know, try to get as much as you can, you know?
See, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's something that you don't teach in school, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It's like, you more gain that by just your natural vibes of treading earth, you know? Your experience, because that's where your wisdom comes on. Yeah, that's where wisdom come in, you know? That's the time it comes in. You don't just go to school and learn it. I mean, you can learn it still. Like, you go to some ancient place, like Tibet or some kind of place, where they teach you a certain kind of
ancient ways,
you know?
Right.
And you'd have to stay here for a couple of years and learn that too.
Yeah.
It's like a college, you know? But otherwise, sometimes you get it natural from the most, like, everyone, easy and everyone. So, I mean, it just depends on the way you want to go. I mean, if you want to go bad, you just go bad. I mean, but you don't need to go bad.
two ways to go, really.
Yeah.
Good and bad, yeah.
The state good, you know.
Serious, yeah.
Yeah, man, so that is Jah works, you know, all the way.
And with getting inspiration from the Almighty, would you say you would always... would you advise people to go through his word of the Bible, or would that be your way of looking at things, to use the Bible as the foundation?
Well, in a sense, what through the Bible was written by, you know, like the European, set up to hold the European and to hold the people.
Mm.
And it's 7 different Bible having the creation, see? And it can be, some people read it and still learn something and come out of it, but, you know, that way, it is set up very controversial, no? The Bible is set up a way. Yeah. So, after time, just, you're a Bible. I mean, you're living your liberty now.
I
mean, so, you can just find Jah. And when you find Jah, you find everything. Can you tell you everything that you need, you know? Yeah. Even whether you read it in a book or not, you know? Because suppose you can't read. Do you have to go learn, same
way? Yeah, true.
You understand? So,
yeah.
I mean, not because you can't read, you can't learn. You can still learn, because a man can talk to everybody and verbally, and you can't read, your brain will more, pick it up more and tape it more and remember everything in here. Although you can't read and write. I live with a lot of people still up here.
Same.
And that don't mean that you can't read and write, you got wisdom.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So Jah would just still power that, channel that through a man.
Yeah, even to any man. I mean, just, you know.
Serious.
Yeah.
Hugh Mandel. Glad each and everyone is enjoying the Pablo vibes, music and word sound.
In Africa. Africans must be free.
So my dub chasm link Digistep is in the studio with me. And due to the vibes.
When I and I people shall be young.
Yes, he did walk with the melodica. So Digistep up. Yes, Digi, give thanks each and every time for the vibes. Tribute to the late Augustus Pablo, a huge inspiration for Digistep and myself as Dubchasm, as we said. So we're just sharing these vibrations tonight. Give thanks for bringing the melodica to the studio, Digi. We continue inside the Rocker's Stable. Another blast from the blast, absolute classic. Tune into the pirate radio as a youth. I listened to a DJ Skelly Roots playing these selection. Way before the reissues. And something I always used to check on this one was the incredible vocal echoes on this Dubwise. For all those who love Dubwise reggae music, check out the dub on this one. Absolute incredible mix. Fastly approaching the commercial break on the hour. Halfway through the show. Two solid hours of roots and dub music. As it has been for 18 years. 18 years in March since the show began. 1996 was the year. He's never swayed. He's never changed. Roots right through. So as we fade outside of that selection, just going to touch one selection just before the commercial break does interrupt us. And this one is a classic Pablo selection once again, simply entitled Up Warwick Hill. Such a vibe in the studio. Digi's playing the melodica along to this one. Give thanks for the vibes. We'll see you on the other side of the break, where the vibes certainly continue. Wholesome, organic, roots rock reggae vibrations on your power dial. Yes, on the other side of the break, inside the Sufferer's Choice this evening with myself, Strider. What's the date? 20th? I think so. The 20th of January 2014, as we forwards into yet another year. Big up to everybody who's enjoying things so far and managing to keep their head above water and keep things conscious. Right now, inside your weekly Roots and Culture spot, the Sufferer's Choice, and we're inside a Pablo tribute show this evening to this great artist. Inside another 7-inch right now on the Yard Music label, and this is a personal favourite, featuring the late great Jacob Killer Billa Miller with a tune called False Rasta.
Clean-faced man, they used to know my name, but now
Special request to all dreadlock ites.
My parents don't give up to see me in some white shirt and necktie around my neck. I have dread. I'm not defeated vanity, my friend.
And as we flip the 7-inch disc and give you a piece of the Dubwise version, and there is only one word to describe this rhythm, and that simply is dread. Dub. Dread. Simply entitled A Hungry Town Skank. It's the Rockers All Stars. So we're going to move inside the final segment of the interview with Augustus Pablo from the 1990s. A couple of questions I asked might be slightly outdated, but everything Pablo says still so relevant.
With the music, you've been writing and producing music for a long time now. What advice could you give to people that are interested in making their own reggae music and going into a studio for the first time and starting to make some reggae rhythms?
Well, you have those trying to do it more natural, you know, no computers.
Right.
First thing, live music, you know? Yeah.
That's what you deal with, light, the acoustic sound more.
Right. I might do a few with the computer too. One time in Jamaica, the studios were not just recording no live music. I don't know what's going on, some disease. Everybody's gone, computer, so right. Like, you know, the latest things, so like, you know. When I'm coming from country in my little world, you know, like them think that means a madman, you know, want to hear live music.
Right, yeah.
So that's the past, man, you don't know that, man. But they're crazy because they're all coming back to life now.
And you can't watch a computer.
The cat, eh?
You can't watch a computer.
Right. And a computer does have feelings.
Yeah, right.
You see, when a drummer play him, you know, you're feeling his vibe, you know, so you're picking him up, your heart, pick his heart, and his heart, pick up his heart, and it's like a kind of circle showing.
See, yeah, yeah.
In harmony with music.
Yeah, yeah.
And more style, because whenever every music is making in creation, His Majesty is also there, because he's within you and all around.
Right.
That's
yeah.
The way the power moves. It might be hard to believe, but that's the way it is.
That's the reality.
Because he inspired man, and, you know, he says, wherever one or two are gathered, he's also there to bless and sanctify the world, right?
Yeah.
Like how we are gathered here right now.
Yeah. Also, working within the music scene in Jamaica for so long, you must have seen lots of changes, like you just mentioned, where sometimes it's all computers, and lots of what I've noticed about Jamaica, it can go in phases sometimes. And what are the main developments of reggae you've seen over the years? And what do you feel personally about reggae music in the 90s, how it stands to this day?
Yeah, well, a lot of music in Jamaica right now, they're doing a lot of dub music. Everybody making over everybody rhythm. You know, I don't say that's not good to make somebody have some money, but I don't think it's even working that way.
Right.
But everybody's doing our music. Nobody's not creating music. You know? I couldn't tell you when I said think about doing our music, because I create so much music that it's a sort of joy to me to create. And the Christians are always coming out of me. I don't know what's going on. So maybe they're not doing something right.
Uh-huh.
Or when they get inspiration, they put lock it up in a garbage box and throw it away or something.
Yeah.
Because nobody's really making original rhythms. Like when, you know, like, whatever age you are, when you listen back to some of the past music and you listen to all the man, and everything was just put together. Like,
right, yeah.
And those were the creating days. And those were the inventional days.
Right, yeah.
Because we were setting the pace for now.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And now the pace set, like them carrying it back. We let them go on beyond, because a generation come now, a new generation, and there's more money people thinking about.
Mm.
When I and I was coming in the music, it wasn't really money. It was like for the love of music.
Right, yeah.
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 But two time and time change, and you know, DJ getting millions and this man getting that sort of thing. It's like it's more gone for that kind of money thing. Everybody jumping in the music, everybody's a DJ.
Same.
Everybody's a this, everybody's a that. Yeah, but when you check them all out, it's not everybody's really fully you can hold the vibes of the people.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they might come like a one hit and we check looking for them for a little them you can't see them.
Insane.
And fade away. You know, so I've gone for some drugs or something.
Mm.
I've gone for some, you know.
Some badness really.
Right.
Yeah. And like you said, really and truly that's where people are looking, they're more concerned about their BMW rather than their fellow man or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems
a lot of those lives. That's a reality. So I'm not going to go on like I'm dreaming.
That's a reality.
That's true, going on all around too. You know, in the youth in England, you have some still that way too. Cause I vibes a lot of different youths and hear their views.
Seriously, yeah. A lot of different views from different people.
Yeah, but they have to stick to the natural music and create more music. You see, Jamaica getting a whoop of different changes. Some fast changes that Jamaica know. They're going right round in a circle and coming right round back. What goes around comes around.
Scene, yeah.
Yeah.
But like you were saying about the updated rhythms, like say the heathen rhythm from Marley, and they just read that rhythm. And
right, and they write on it, like they sample it. Some people sample it, some people do to us, you know.
Right, yeah.
But it's just, what they don't understand is that if I have an original song, but they don't understand the whole joy of it, because the whole joy of creating an original rhythm for an original song, that's it, you know.
Right.
That's the ultimate. You understand?
That original.
Creating an original rhythm for an original song.
See,
that's it.
Yeah.
You know, so after two times, people will respect and say, well, you know, I really like what that man and really do that and do that. You understand?
Yeah.
Because the people do everything, you know. Yeah, I don't do anything. I make music and I put it out to the people.
Yeah.
But I don't make music for the chart, you know. I make it for their heart, so.
Right.
That's a different kind of realms.
Yeah, but.
And a lot of people don't meditate in that kind of era.
Same, yeah.
They just go to school and make some music and copy a man thing and do a man thing and just. Some man hear people's songs and take peace from here I take peace on here, mm. take peace on here, take peace on here, and I make a song.
Saying, yeah.
But yeah. that's not a song, you know. Song comes from many different things, you know, experience, inspiration from the Most High. It just depends on, you know, you understand? It might end up on a vibe that comes up on your head, on a vibe that you write a song about, you know. And you start, because something happened to you, and you realize something you can't tell people about, mm. to guide them out of some vibes.
Seen, yeah.
You understand?
An experience you had, you
put. Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, true. Serious, yeah. Could you just tell us, like, dub music, as in dub reggae, is now a well-known form of music in its own right, but can you tell us some of your experiences of version in those days when it was just first developing, it was brand new?
You mean like dub?
Yeah, when it was first coming out.
Well, them channels was off, you know, much younger. And the word dub, mm. it's coming from a whole bunch of different things, you know. But I mean, one of the things used to put rhythms on the back of the records, you know. But it's really like Tubbies and like Cox needs to sell dub. A dub is really like a dub play, the term is like a dub play they're talking about. But at the same time, in the music, you can't say dub out the music. That means taking out the rhythm and just leaving the bass and drum. But it's coming from a couple of people, well, you know, like Lee Perry, you know, because he's the one I think put bass and drum on the record. Cause one time people never used to put bass and drum on the records.
Right.
You had to buy it on a dub plate.
That's the only way you could get it.
Right. Turn them beat because they never really want, you know, they want the rhythm to sell, so the record would come out.
Yeah.
But if you want a dub plate, like sound, people, sound, you know. Like King Tubby sound or Sir George or some other sound, they would go to Coxon and buy the dub bar, you know. And then after Tubby's got a dub, Marshall and Tubby started cutting dub. So it was very, you know, Tubby's really take it over, you know. After that time, Coxon stopped cutting dub.
Just originated from through that, really, from
yeah.
some of the first,
right.
the first experiences.
Yeah.
And also, finally, what are you actually yourself concentrating on at the moment? What field of the music? Are you still producing?
Well,
and
yeah, man. Well, I'm producing, but I kind of, in one way, I'm slowing, but it's, I have a lot of use I'm training right now, same way.
Right.
Because that's my work, you know. I don't know how people look on it too, but it's just not one way I see reggae music, like in many different formats. Because I'm open to use them, I don't know how to play guitar, I don't know how to play piano, so I can be training them same way. So that's what I'm doing. I use my house to do those things. I have a studio. I have a studio at my house.
Right.
Like just for my purpose. I record live music.
So you're teaching me.
Yeah, and I make music in my house too. I'm recording a lot of music. You'll soon be hearing them.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
So in my house,
I make it in my house.
A lot more to look forward to, really.
Eh?
A lot more to look forward
to. Yeah, live music, and I have a lot of singers I'm working on right now. With just try. I do have. What I need is a good distributor and somebody who I can work with, right?
Mm.
But I know when I put out this music, you know. Otherwise, then I'm going to just put on over 45. It's more LPs I'm working on.
Right.
Yeah, most LPs right now. And I have a brand new album coming out soon, you know. But I don't do any deal with it. I don't make anyone hear it. I have it here and that, but you know. Brand new album.
Brand new, so that's all to come.
Right.
Well, good. I'd just like to say thanks for doing this interview with me. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and hope the day goes well tomorrow at the Roots All Day.
And good thanks.
Jah guidance on your journey back to Jamaica as well. You reach back safe.
Yeah,
and just finally, have you got one last thought to leave the people with to reflect on?
Yeah, well, you know, these are perilous times now, so, you know, people try to find themselves, and what I mean find themselves, you know, find joy within them, you know, and try to do the best they can, you know, amongst one another, you know, and help who you can along the way, see?
what we desire. Some take to wrong, some to right, and some to love. What we are to know will soon be revealed from above. Look at the sea. Some are for good, some for bad, and some indifferent. Some are good, and others are bad, yeah.
Thanks one and all for all the messages of people around the world enjoying hearing the word sound from Augustus Pablo. It's our pleasure to share these vibes with you. My Dub Chasm Link. Digistep is in the studio still. Just touch the people with some more melodica vibes. Tribute to Pablo every time. Yes, did you give thanks each and every time? Live melodica vibes. We continue with a musical journey. give thanks for the works of Augustus Pablo tonight. Non-stop vibrations. I visited Jamaica in 1997. And was blessed to go to Pablo's record shop, Rocco's, Orange Street, Kingston. The pile of 7 inches was very high on the counter. What an experience for me as a teenager. Also, Lego Studio just down the road. Enough vibes. So this is a track entitled No Entry. Augustus Pablo. Gonna move inside the heavyweight Dubwise in just a moment.
Greetings from Augustus Pablo. I'm here with DJ Strider, passing through on the Supper Strider Show. Give thanks to Most High.
Somebody just messaged in and said they thought Digistep and I would like to know that Jazz Shaka ran Victory at his session in London Friday gone. Give thanks to the Zulu Warrior for the support every time over the years. Sound system still pushing the music. It's always wonderful when sound systems around the world promote and play our productions and releases. We're always thankful, yeah?
From station to station, tell the nation, DJ Strider with the Supper Strider Show. Shaka says so. Station to station, tell the nation, DJ Strider with the Supper Strider Show. Shaka say so.
Rise up Ras Kam on this one, I know you love it. Negus Melody Sound System. This one leads us into the commercial break, and then it's the final half an hour segment of the show. More vinyl selection. That's how we drop it, traditionally, vinyl selectors. After the break, we're going to be hearing from the next generation. So there's a lot going on in Jamaica right now, rootically. Rise up Addis Pablo. More information on the other side. Yes, passionradiobristol.com or .co.uk. Either way, Sufferer's Choice on a Monday evening. Give thanks for lending us your ears and enjoying these Rutical vibrations. Pablo Special on tonight's showcase. So right now, it's another Rockers International 7-inch. This time, much more up-to-date. When I say up-to-date, I mean 1995, but still, this one, classic. More up-to-date than the previous tunes, anyway. Biscuit. Spliffy dance. Wake up. Oh, Shaka, you know this one.
Wake up, Africa. No more sleeping in bed. No. Hungry must be fed, and the weak must be strong in the summer.
Teaching the youths about roots and culture, until the masses them remember Jah. That's all I had in with again. We and love. Greetings in the mighty name of Emperor Haile Selassie. This is Luciano the Messenger, and you're in tune to Strider.
Reparation dub. Augustus Pablo and the Rockers crew. Inside the vibe of the mid-90s. So you might recall from the interview when I said to Pablo that there's a very strong Rasta presence in the music coming out of Jamaica at the moment. Well, you have to remember that that interview was in the 1990s. I was kind of referring at the time to the Exterminator camp and such places. Artists such as Sizzla, Rising Up. You remember when Praise Ye Jah dropped? Serious eruption around the world. Anyway, it's wonderful to see the roots rising once again in Jamaica. Due to certain ites pushing the vibes forwards, This is what we over here want to see and hear. No slackness, strictly consciousness. So we give thanks to ites like Gabriel Selassie and all the massive at the Kingston Dub Club.
Ooh, weak.
Big up for all your works. Iron sharpeneth iron. And we also send greetings to son of Augustus Pablo, Addis Pablo. Keep up the works, my lion. Strong. And that leads me in onto another 7-inch press on Just Solid Rock label. This one is entitled To the Chief Musicians. Inspired, of course, straight from the Bible out of the Psalms. This is Jah Exile. Special request, brand new.
Rude, 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 rude.
Reality. DJ Strider. Yeah, man, Militant Rider.
Introducing the son of Augustus Pablo, Addis Pablo.
I and I light and I and I salvation.
What a vibe. So rise up all those in Kingston, Jamaica, pushing the roots forwards. Artists like Janine, each and everyone. We give thanks for the works and the vibes in this time. Sounds of Addis Pablo. Got a couple of other 7-inches as well. One featuring Chesedek. Gonna be featuring them on up and coming Sufferer's Choice shows. Strictly vinyl right here. I'd like to send greetings out to everyone locked in, sending messages on the Sufferer's Choice Facebook fan page. Greetings to Jarutz in Switzerland. Hold tight, Nicholas. Greetings to Julian in Germany. Likewise, Dirk. Hold tight, Amos. Greetings to King Burning and all those over in Bilbao. Teresa from Kent here in the UK. Hold tight, Louis. Jafar Man, Sound Transmission, Justice River in Belgium. Hold tight to Mark Gosling as well. Greetings to Deru the Damager, to Bjorn, Steve Rice, Downbeat Melody Sound System. To Ruben, to Leia, Rich Martin, Papa Rodriguez, Radu, greetings to Askan, each and everybody. If there's some I haven't come to, there's so many messages coming through, we can't possibly keep up with them all. But we do give thanks for you lending us your ears each and every week and enjoying these upful rootical vibrations. Just trying to push the latest and greatest in Roots vinyl releases. This show was slightly different because we ran a lot of oldies, giving tribute to the late, great, incredible Augustus Pablo. So right now we continue. We've only got a few minutes left before the show is coming to a close. So give thanks once again to everyone locked in, to all Dubchasmites and supporters and followers. I know you might have seen or read us mention on Facebook recently that we have forthcoming our next release. It's DUBK-024, the 24th release on our own label. And this is a collection of tracks recorded in the brand new Dubchasm studio with the great artist known as Solo Banton. The test presses have been confirmed, and we've given the green light, so this release is going to be here very soon. There's a music video going online this week, so keep your eyes peeled for that. In the meantime, I'm going to share one of these test press 7-inches with you this evening. This is forthcoming Dubchasm meets Solo Banton. Exclusive.
Listen to my dream. I tell you, listen to my dream. Listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny me dream it seem, listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny me dream it seem, me dream. Politicians start to act sensible instead of lying them pocket them. Listen to the people, me dream. America had a black president who never done what he was told, and he was independent, me dream. Government them stop,
rewind and forward and do it again and touch it from the top. Yeah, this is a sufferer's choice.
Listen to my dream.
Vibes.
I tell you, listen to my dream. Say, listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny me dream it seem, listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny me dream it seem, me dream. Politicians start to act sensible instead of lying them pocket them. Listen to the people, me dream. America had a black president who never done what he was told, and he was independent, me dream. Government them stop kill over aisle, and money when the first thing they upon their mind. Israel and Palestine fine, did I live like bread out, and we never hear a gunshot in Jamaica, me dream. Bad man don't not get no airplay on UK radio, you hear UK reggae, me dream. Television wants education and not promoting immorality to the nation, me dream. Africa became united and the word poverty was never invented, me dream. Mankind was eco-minded and the world took heed of what Selassie I said. Listen to me dream. Listen to me dream, no matter how weird and funny me dream is dream. Listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny me dream is me dream. One night I was in the dance hall and the bass culture thing had me sound treble selector. Put the version on the turntable, and when I started to sing I could hear my vocal, me dream. Humor came back in the business. Whitey and Deadly Hunter stopped if my lyrics, me dream. Dance never done till morning takes it. We could keep a clash dance without the disrespect, me dream. Ganja a bun, but cigarette get a boo. The other sound system in every venue, me dream. Every weekend we was booked for your show, and a Ryanair flight came with a pillow. Listen to me chamber, listen to me.
Easy Solo Banton,
funny, me dream it same.
Live in our Dubchasm studio. Listen to me dream.
Me dream it same. Then my team became very serious, and it was clear to the world the system was corrupt. The bankers were to blame for financial collapse, so they got to be allowed with a pot on their back and trial. If you walk fine, get away scot-free. But them send you go to prison over a parking fee. At your dinner table, ready to enjoy your feast. Imagine when you find out you you a eat us meat. Said that's not a dream, that's a real nightmare. When honesty, justice and truth disappear. Set my alarm clock and don't wake me up till my dream has come true and the nightmare collapsed. Listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny, me dream is same. Listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny, me dream is same. Listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny, me dream is same. Listen to me dream, listen to me dream. No matter how weird and funny, me dream is same.
Brand new release, Dub Chasm meets Solo Banton. Listen to me dream. So some of you may be wondering, well, they've been talking about this EP. This EP with Solo Banton. What did Strider just mean about it? They've just approved the test presses. Well, what we mean by that is, this is no ordinary EP. In fact, it's not really an EP. This release, this next release, is actually going to come in the on the format of three separate 7-inches, all contained in their own thick outer cardboard sleeve. So yes, that's the news flash. That's exactly how we're presenting them. Three separate 7-inches, in particular because the rhythms for these tracks were actually inspired by some of the mid-90s, late-90s Jamaican outfits such as Exterminator. Hence why we titled this dub Fatis Dub Tribute to the late great, yeah? Special request. Test press 7-inch. Listen this dub wise.
Listen to my dream. I tell you, listen to my
So in case you weren't listening properly, in case you were suddenly turned the TV on or something crazy like that, turn it off, put it on mute, tune in properly and really listen this dubwise. I'd like to send this one out to Digistep in the studio at the board right here. Powerful dubwise, Fattest Dub.
Listen to my dream. I tell you, listen to my
Digistep and Solo Banton in the studio. Everyone's worked very hard.
Your son,
And we really hope you enjoy these vibes. So just to clarify, our next Dubchasm release is this collection of tracks with Solo Banton. Four vocals and two dubs. Appearing on 3 7-inches. All of them housed in one cardboard outer sleeve. So it's just one release, yeah? Keep your eyes peeled. And we give thanks for the support. Big up to Solo Banton just flying back in from Peru and Brazil. We'd also like to big up everyone in Bilbao, Bombay's Hi-Fi, hold tight Fran, hold tight Fausto out of Kingburn in Sound. Everyone we met there had a wonderful time performing at the Guggenheim Museum and then later at Dub Fever. Great to meet you all. Outside of that 7-inch, this is, well, what's the time? There's only 3 minutes to go. We're just going to touch exclusively one of the other 7-inches available very soon. Next up, Chasm release. Solo Banton, step forward when you're ready.
Yo. Yeah, fire phone testing. 1, 3. You ready? Woman said, Babylon is putting barriers and walls in front of I and I. But may I tell them shit? Them can't stop me from rise. Why? Guys, magic.
In a relic style. So, boom.
Them can't stop me from. And we just now give up. In a seed of Rastaman, the pandy.
Easy Solo Banton. Hey, I tell you what, Solo just comes steamrolling through with this one. This is how we're going to leave it tonight. Give thanks for listening to our people. Same time, same place next week. This is Solo Banton. Next release with Dubchasm. This one is entitled Can't Stop This. 7-inch press and the wheels of steel right now. Big hole.
Yeah, yeah, fire phone tested. 1, 3. You ready? Still a try, I'll sell them some fire. I and I in a comply, them can't stop this. When on a time for pause, for them negative talks and them idiot talk, them can't stop
this.
For
last choice,
the evidence, the
for last choice.
And they put like bronze, fire can't stop on. And the devil and the friend, overrun Babylon. I'm misleading the nation with them temptation. Block them out with some regular meditation. The man ear like wool, and him foot like brass. One religion, and unite for power your life. They uplift mankind, help me forward and strife. We now go, judge no man, but I'll always give advice. If you drink from the well of your choice.